Okay, so this morning, my very brief presentation is really designed to complement David's presentation, Barbara and Annalisa, and tie it all together and complete the environmental scan of standards that we've been doing today and how we apply these in our practices. I'm also hopefully going to answer the question for you is what am I actually supposed to be doing when I go back to work and start applying standards into my practices in my own organisation. So some of this is going to be very familiar territory for a lot of you. My apologies, and hopefully there'll be something new that I can add to your understanding. So part two of the State Records Act, which is the act that covers record keeping in New South Wales government, part two of the Act includes the records management responsibility. So it sets out a broad range of obligations for our public officers around making and keeping full and accurate records, establishing and maintaining a records management program, ensuring the safe custody and proper preservation of the records in your organisation, that's the storage and preservation of those records, and ensuring that technology-dependent records remain accessible. So to assist organisations understand those responsibilities, right from the word go, we have been looking at how we can support those obligations through records management standards. The Act very nicely also establishes a role for state records to approve standards and codes of best practice for all aspects of records management. So right from the word go, we were looking at how we would actually support those obligations, provide a lot more detail around what those obligations actually meant for you in practice, and how you could actually obviously improve practice around those obligation areas. So standards issued by state records are designed to improve records management and record keeping across the whole of the New South Wales public sector, and they're outcomes oriented. For us, a very, very important design criteria is that we need to design outcomes which can be implemented by any organisation covered by the State Records Act, and that includes very, very small organisations such as the Wild Dog Destruction Board out in Broken Hill, through to very, very large public sector organisations like education, where we're talking significant numbers of people within organisations. So we have to work across that scale, but design outcomes which will assist in improving record keeping across the broad public sector in New South Wales. Our standards are mandatory. Yes, you're required to implement them. They're measurable because they include minimum compliance requirements, which can be used to test whether or not you have actually conformed to the requirement. Standards are used in monitoring activities by internal auditors. They're used by state records staff when we're assessing whether or not record keeping practices and processes are adequate. Now, since the Act started in 1999, or actually even before the Act started, we issued our first standards. And since then, we've issued 12 standards for practice. And as you know, in 2014, we undertook a significant review of standards, and we reduced the number of standards down to two. So, unfortunately, the standard on full and accurate records, the standard on managing a records management program, the standard on counter disaster strategies for records and record keeping systems, the standard on digital record keeping, and the standard, that's another one, standard on appraisal and disposal, were all wrapped up, rethought, and configured into the standard on records management, which was issued last year. So there's only two standards that you need to be contemplating for implementing into your organisation, and that's these two. We also have a code of best practice, and this is the ISO 15489. Now, under our model of standards and codes of best practice, a code of best practice is a document which codifies and describes best practice, and it functions as a benchmark against which your organisation could be measuring its practices and systems. It's not designed for a formal auditing framework, but nevertheless a failure to implement good practices and processes as articulated through the Code of Best Practice, the International Records Management Standard, would open an organisation to criticism if their record keeping should fail. So basically, a public sector organisation in New South Wales needs to implement the two standards, under the framework, and also the code of best practice. And this is how you can demonstrate that your record keeping is appropriate and that you're implementing best practice. And naturally, if there was a need, the standards and the codes of best the code of best practice would be used for assessing conformity by state records or any other watchdog organisation that had an interest in good record keeping. So, briefly, state record standards, and this is where we have drafted and designed a standard. Our standards are designed to support physical and digital records management. We're at a time of change, but we still have a lot of paper out there. Increasingly, business processes are digital. Managing information through that digital transformation is difficult and challenging. So the new standard on records management has been particularly designed to support digital records management and that legacy of paper records, which is still part of our landscape. And very much designed to assist you in building good record keeping into those complex business and information environments that we all now have in our organisations. And I'll just put in a plug here that the standards also build on a strong foundation. We've obviously been looking at standards, developing standards, issuing standards for quite a period of time, so we do have a good foundation for our work. And the last thing I wanted to talk about was how do our standards fit with all the other standards that you've heard about today? How do they fit with the standards issued by Standards Australia or standards issued under the Information Management Framework? Essentially, we ensure that any standards or guidance developed by us works in this broader standards environment. So we don't develop anything in isolation. We always ensure that our standards are based on national and international best practice. We look out and we look far and wide for this best practice. This means we look at the standards issued by Standards Australia, any other records or archives bodies in Australia and internationally. We look to our colleagues up here in information and digital government in terms of what's happening, but we're looking for the best of the best that can be brought into action within New South Wales to help improve record keeping across the jurisdiction. We also look very much at how we can harmonise. So in other words, keeping in sync with where government is going. So looking at harmonising with the Digital Plus strategy and the Information Management Framework. So in other words, we're not doing anything in isolation. We're always hooking into what's actually happening, what is the best of the best out there. Naturally, looking at national and international best practice also helps us with developing sources for advice and guidance. We may develop something that is customised for New South Wales, but it always draws on those critical sources, and we also refer you directly to critical sources of expertise as part of our work. So in implementing the standards issued under the State Records Act, in working with the guidance that we put out through our website and the Future Proof blog, you can be sure that you're actually implementing best practice drawn from this wide range of sources. So in answer to Stephen's question, we do actually point at a lot of the standards that are issued through the Standards Australia framework, and we do actually point at a lot of things in the Information Management Framework that are relevant to the specific guidance or topic that we're actually writing about. So there's a lot of collaboration and connectivity that we are trying to establish through our work. So that is my very brief update, and as the graphic shows, we like to work together. We form part of that jigsaw puzzle, but we're bringing it all together. Thank you.